RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. I wanna watch you bleed.
And welcome to the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Jungle.
Welcome to that jungle.
We are here for your next hour discussing your favorite topic you think about every day, every week. Your mortgage.
Every morning when I wake up.
Yes, you know the great thing about a mortgage is whenever you get one, you can't stop thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we are here talking about your mortgage for next hour. It's the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. And I'm Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Mm. And these are the stylings of Richard Cheese, who's got his own platform out there in Las Vegas. If you ever want to go out to Vegas, you can always enjoy some time out there. But we want to talk about your home buying, your home equity loan, your refinance. That's what we're here for. Make sure you get in touch with us here. Text us early and often. We want to answer your questions for you. It's the heat of the summer now, right? It's the hot is here. The no rain is here. I don't know about you guys. My house didn't get any rain during that hurricane last week, Bubba. You? Mm-hmm. You get any rain?
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't get any rain. So, you know, just a tiny tad. It was supposed to be inches, but two or three inches. We didn't get any. So anyway, here we are. We're stuck in the middle, staying in the long, dry summer, which we love here in Dallas-Fort Worth. That's why we're here. Make sure you get in touch with us, though, if you're here to buy yourself a home. If you want to get cash out of your home, the nice thing these days is so many things done are electronically. When you're trying to get a home loan done, it's 99% electronic.
Yep.
And so you know, you're doing it from your home, you're pushing buttons, you're scanning in documents, and you're texting, you're emailing, and then, you know, it doesn't take very long. Mm-mm. And unless you have situations with your title or your credit or your appraisal, unless there are situations that pop up that, you know, regarding your qualifying or the home collateral that we're dealing with, things go pretty quick. And so if you're trying to get yourself cash out of your house, you want to consolidate some debt. Maybe you have $30,000, $40,000 of credit card debt, maybe more. In the interest rates in these credit cards can be 25 or 30%. If you're sitting on those things, they can really create a lot of stress, anxiety. And if you can get those interest rates reduced into some kind of a home equity loan that has rates that are typically a third of what you're going to find in a credit card, if you can reduce those rates, you can reduce your payments, you can reduce your stress. That's what we're here for. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, mm-hmm. you've been doing cash out loans and home equity loans in Texas for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so you had an interesting situation yesterday. You said you found out they had some kind of loan from COVID era.
Yeah, they had a HUD lien that was, there was an FHA loan, and they did which they deferred for a couple of years.
They deferred the payment, you're saying? Yeah. Yeah. Because people got on those forbearance things,
right? Yeah.
And so when they went into when those people in COVID, they got a letter in the mail that said you can defer your payment for 12 months,
mm-hmm.
and people signed up for this stuff. They didn't realize
that they would have to pay it.
That's going to have to be paid back. And so this person came in to get a home equity loan, and they owed how much money?
$30,000.
They owed $30,000 from unpaid payments that they got deferred.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they want
on title,
yeah. So they wanted to get a second lien cash out, but that's a lien on title when they weren't
has to be paid.
Yeah,
and otherwise it's not paid until the home is bought.
If they sell the home or refinance, they have to refinance the debt.
And the home equity loans won't allow you to subordinate those liens that they have to actually be paid off. And
well, there's a lot of people that have that situation. A lot of people never refinanced because they deferred their mortgage payments for 12 months. You know, the best thing they could have done is refinance it and then go into forbearance, then defer the payment. Yeah. But anyway, there's all kinds of things that happen. And that's what we're here for. We want to answer your questions, kind of get you back in the right path. If you don't know a path, we want to get you going in the right direction. And this is a show where you don't have to have a lot of anxiety out there about a mortgage. We can just discuss some things, get you going in the right direction. We can refer you to places. We can refer you. We can give you ideas about your credit, your income. Maybe if you have a question about your collateral, that's your appraised value. Text us your questions to 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. So text us at that number the following things. If you want to buy a home, send us your current income, your current credit score, your expected down payment. We'll give you an idea about how much home you might be able to buy. And by the way, you might be able to buy a little bit more today than you did a couple weeks ago. Rates came down a little bit.
Yeah, they did.
Rates came down a little bit this week, so that's giving you some opportunities. As a matter of fact, right now is the lowest I've seen all year.
Mm-hmm.
The lowest we've seen for the year hit yesterday as some news came out this week about the Consumer Price Index and some other things. And so the rates as of yesterday, Friday, so hopefully Monday they continue on that path, you're at the lowest we've seen all year. So we're actually going to see some FHA purchase loans in the sixes right now.
I actually talked to a customer this week about a VA loan, and he was getting rates quoted in the high sixes, sevens. And with a point, he could get 6.125.
So by paying a point,
but that was an $800,000 loan. But
yeah, and the larger loan sizes, sometimes the rates can be a little bit better. But at the same time, you can find some rates on some loan programs for some circumstances. Not everyone has the same circumstance. Everyone, as a matter of fact, every single one of you has a different circumstance because you're all buying a different priced home, you're all putting a different down payment with a different credit score, with a different amount of closing costs. Some of you want to buy your rate down. Some of you don't want to buy your rate down. Some of you want escrows. Some of you don't want escrows. There are all kinds of things that come into getting your rate. So there's no your rate. There is a range of rates that every single one of you in your situation is going to fall within. You're going to fall within a range. And some of you might fall within a range of 6.5 to 7.5, depending on how you set up your closing cost and how many points. And whether you need some help with closing costs, with the lender covering some of them, or these kind of things. how you negotiate your contract. So that's why we want to get you an idea of the range of home buying ability that you have. What range of loan sizes can you qualify for on a home equity loan? What range of loan sizes can you qualify for on a home purchase? Text us your questions, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. And then for that cash out loan, send us the following information. The value of your home, the expected balance on your mortgage that you have right now. So that's associated with the property. What's your balance? How much do you owe? And then you combine that with what's your credit score and what's your current interest rate. We'll give you an idea about how much cash you can get out of your home, whether a first lien or second lien is going to be best for you. So let's talk about the possibilities that are coming out, Bubba. And by the way, that text line is 214-354-5989. The possibilities of rates have been sitting since the middle of 2022, so 2 years now. They have been somewhere between averaging between 6.5% and 8% during that period of time. So most
people,
the new norm is between 6.5% to 8% when you're getting yourself. Now, this week, Bubba said that we saw some rates possibly in the low sixes for some loan programs for some scenarios. So call it between 6% and 8%. But if these rates drop to 5%, I mean, a few years ago, rates were at 3 and 5 was a bad thing. I remember in 2018, rates went up to 5.5%. They were sitting around 3.5 for nearly a decade. And in 2018, they went to 5.5, and that wreaked a lot of havoc on the mortgage business. And now we're saying if rates went back to 5.5, there would be maybe a rush to buy some houses.
Well, there'd be a rush to sell houses too.
Maybe a rush to sell, there'd be
because
a rush to buy.
Then downsizing is more appealing, and that's what we're missing out on right now is the downsizing, because people don't want to downsize into the same payment that they're already making for a smaller house.
Yes, and then the other thing though is the house they're in, the taxes are going up.
Oh yeah.
And so you're in this house where the taxes, because the home values have doubled.
And the insurance.
Oh yeah, God. And so the insurance is going up and the taxes are going up. Pretty soon we're just going to be having, I'm not going to speculate on what's going to happen eventually. I'm just going to say that right now, if rates do drop back to 5.5, we've talked about it on this show before. If you have a loan of $480,000, a lot of you do, a loan of $480,000, if the rates drop 1%, just 1% on a loan of 480, if you go out to get quoted to buy a home, if you're a realtor and your client's out there looking for a home and the loan's going to be 480, the difference from 1%, from 7% to 6%, 1% difference is $400 per month in interest. That's nearly $5,000 a year in interest payments. How many of you have to wait to get a $5,000 raise on your job? Or maybe you have to, maybe you don't get a raise in your job. If the rates drop 1%, if they drop from 7 to 6, or they drop from 6 to 5, if you see rates near 5%, nearly 2% better than where we've been the last 2 years, you're going to have payments that are nearly $10,000 less per year for a family.
Yeah.
It's going to create great opportunity for home buying. And so, keep your eyes peeled. Stranger things have happened.
Ears.
Here's the other thing is while food prices continue to rise, there's other things that are not rising so fast. So text us your questions so we can help you make decisions about your future. 214-354-5989. Okay, here's the first question. There is the best time of year to finance a house for the best interest rate. And what do appraisals typically cost now? So we're going to do the appraisal thing first. Appraisals, figure $500.
No, it's more. It's 570 to 630 is what I've been seeing.
I was going to say, figure $500 to $600, somewhere in there. And it depends on the appraiser, really, and what part of town you're getting an appraisal in.
Right.
And some loans, they want two appraisals. But figure, when I got in here, it was like when we got into the business,
325.
Yeah, it was like 250 to 300. Mm-hmm. And now you're talking 500. But you know what? Appraisers see inflation too. Yeah, they are being inflated with their with their cost of driving around. And so in the cost of they have to go to Chick-fil-A and pay the same prices. Okay, make sure that you text us your questions, 214-354-5989. Now we're still in the middle of this one. Is there a best time of year to finance a house for best interest rates? No. No, there is no yearly timing, cyclical timing of buying of getting the best interest rate. Now typically people would tell you, I mean, I used to hear loan officers say, rates are best on Fridays. I'm like, you are smoking something bad.
Tuesdays. Okay. Same as buying an air flight.
Yeah. Your loan officer says, let's wait to lock is the person that's going to drive you right off that cliff. You never wait to lock your loan. You lock your loan now.
But chances are you can float it down if rates come down a lot.
So, but the point is this. There may be a best time of the year where financing costs are less. And that time of year would probably be, I would say, January or February. And here's why. At the end of the year, we're getting to that time. Hey, a lot of you got to think about this. We're getting to that time of year. They used to collect taxes. When we close on home loans, the title company gets the tax bill. They go and find out how much the taxes are. And your county will send out a tax bill for the year. And they'll send it, here's the taxes that are due for the year. And it used to be about October 15th when the mortgage companies used to have to know when you went to closing, you were going to have to pay the full year of taxes at closing. So if you closed on October 27th, we'd have to collect the full 12 months of taxes at closing for the property. Well, they've moved that up. We're seeing as early as Labor Day, we are seeing the tax bills come due. And so you're in the middle of July here. We're only a month and a half away from Labor Day. And so when Labor Day hits, if you go to close on your home loan, the title company is going to, at the time of closing, they're going to say, we got to collect the yearly taxes. And so you're only a month and a half out. So if you're starting to apply right now, expect that the taxes will be due. So why February? Because when the tax bill does get due, and if you're sitting in your home right now and you're going to have your taxes paid, maybe you don't pay escrows in your mortgage. Your escrows collect your taxes and your insurance. Your mortgage servicer sends out the taxes to the tax. If you're not closing on a home loan, typically your servicer will send out the tax bill. They'll send out the tax payment in December, typically, sometime in the middle of December. So let's say your taxes are paid in December. Your yearly taxes are done. You go to close a loan in January. We only got to collect a couple months of taxes at closing. So your amount that you're throwing into the loan on a refinance, the amount that we're collecting at closing, we're not collecting a full 12 months of taxes in a January or February closing if the tax bill has already been paid. We're not financing 12 months of taxes into the loan that has interest being paid on it. So hopefully I just made that clear that when you want to get financing done, the tax bill has already been paid by the end of January because January 31st is the deadline where they all have to be paid. So that would be the best time where you don't have to roll in $5,000, $10,000 of taxes into a mortgage to get it refinanced. And so that's just the lowest amount to have to, especially if you have loan to value issues, if your home appraisal is not that high and you owe a certain amount of money. So anyway, hopefully that helped you a little about it. Helped you a little bit. If you owe a certain amount of money that's over the loan to value limits, then that can cause you a little bit of distress when you're trying to get your refinance done. And we got to roll everything in. Okay. We're going to take a break. Get your questions in, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989, 30 years of mortgage knowledge on this side, 20 years of mortgage knowledge, 22 years for Uncle Bubba. We have 50 years of mortgage knowledge to dispense to you. If you have any questions, text us those now. We're going to come back and start answering your questions back here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
In the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show, Kevin Miller here. That's me. I'm here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, here to help you at your barbecue this weekend. If you want someone inappropriate that makes you feel better about yourself, then can you think, man, I thought I was inappropriate, that Inappropriate Uncle Bubba guy. So get in touch with him, and we'll be happy to help you out and send him on over there with a margarita machine, and that's a great idea. Hey, if you dial in now, we'll send Inappropriate Uncle Bubba to your house with a margarita machine, and you guys can have a great time.
That's okay. Happening at my house today for my son's 40th birthday.
I might come over to that house.
There you go.
All right. We have questions coming in. Get your question coming in here on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. Go and get your information on our website. I say apply. It's not really applying. On our website, you're just getting us your phone number, your contact info, and we set up some time to talk with you after the show. Get your information in there so we can get going on getting you this cash out refinance like this person, Bubba.
Mm.
Says, we refinanced during COVID. All of you are going to feel bad about yourself. This person got 2.1% rate. That sounds like a TexasSunny.com rate that we are doing on 15-year mortgages. You did a great job. You got your 2.1% rate on a 15-year mortgage. Oh, my gosh. What a low. You look at that rate now. You know, taxes on these properties are 2.5% to 2.7%. On the home value, you have a 2.1% rate just on your loan that you owe. I mean, the home is worth much more than your loan. And so, man, you almost got free money there. Is there a way to take advantage of our equity to put in a pool without losing our rate? And so is there an advantage that they want to get a pool without having to refinance? So that's what this show is all about. It's this simple. There are second lien home equity loans.
Mm-hmm.
And what can they expect in a second lien home equity loan? Give them some ranges of ideas.
Anywhere between 9 and 11. 9-11, yeah.
9 and 11.
That's depending on how much you're getting.
Yeah. Now, pools these days, loan back value. In the day, $40,000 pool was the Mac Daddy pool.
1999.
And so I say Mac Daddy so you can know how old I am because people don't say that anymore. Okay, so you can get yourself into a pool loan. It doesn't have to be. You can go borrow. I don't know how much equity you have. We don't have the equity information on your text, but we can say this. If you got 100 grand or 150 grand or 200 grand out of your house, the more you're borrowing and the higher your credit score, typically, sometimes you can get a better rate on those.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can get a better rate if your credit scores are better and your loan sizes are a little bit bigger, then you might find a better rate on it. And so you're talking about a second lien fixed home equity loan is the best way that we are going to find for you to get that loan done. Okay, next one. Here it says home income. Figure they make 20 grand a month. It's right around there. Well, figure around 20 grand. Down payment is 150K. They have a 780 credit score. How much home can they afford? So we're going to assume, well, by making 20K, they might have some car payments. They might have some credit cards. Not quite sure, but their credit score is really high. And so we're going to give you an idea about what the how much home you think we think you can afford. You have, if you're near 20K in income, 33% of your income is typically the number we're going to use when thinking about the mortgage payment.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're thinking about a mortgage payment, what kind of things do we have to include in your mortgage payment?
Taxes, insurance, any PMI.
Yeah, taxes, insurance. You have PMI. You also have your principal payment and mm-hmm. your interest as well. And so we call it PITI, principal, interest, taxes, insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even have the PMI. So insurance is homeowner's insurance if your house burns down, but there's also mortgage insurance if you don't pay back your mortgage. This person looks like they're going to qualify because they're just under 20K in income from the numbers they texted us. So here's the challenge is you're putting 150K down. And so if you're going to buy a $750,000 house and you're going to put 15% down, which is 20% down, and then your loan's around 600K.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said you could afford around 6K a month. Well, the taxes are going to be paid on 750K because that's mm-hmm. the appraised value. You're going to find that I think you're going to find your approval, your loans. Well, what do you think they can buy? 700K or 800, yeah. about around 800K maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're trying to be really conservative here. You might be able to get more because it depends on what your debt-to-income ratio is. When we add in all your other debts, I'm assuming we're going to make an assumption here your debt-to-income ratio is in line. We're going to make that assumption. So if you're in line, you might be able to buy a little bit more. You might be mm-hmm. able to buy a little bit more. And so
shop the tax values too of certain entities.
Certain counties, towns, cities.
Yeah.
Your tax rates. Because your taxes rates can vary. And if you're paying taxes of 2.5% or 3%, depending on where you are, that will be based on the home purchase price while your interest is only being paid on your loan amount. You might be able to get a little bit more than that. We're trying to be very conservative for you. But here's the other thing I realize. Buying a house is like ordering food. Sometimes our eyes are a little bit bigger than our stomach.
Yep.
And sometimes we buy too much food. And unfortunately, in the house, there's no doggy bag.
Yeah, there's no boxing.
You can't take it
yeah.
home. But you go out there and you go, you're qualified for 800 grand. And you start looking at $2 million homes. Now, they're nice to look at. And I know you want to make each other happy. Or make yourself happy, but also we don't want to be house poor, right? We want to make sure that we can keep on enjoying that 20K a month of income to do other fun things and buy a home that you can always maybe later upgrade. Text us your questions, 214-354-5989. We're going to answer your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Call our office now after the show. Get your information in this weekend on our website. We'll be there to help you during the week, 214. Well, that's the number here, 214-354-5989. That's how you text us. Go to our website to talk to a loan officer. And so, Baba, here's the next one. We've set up a home equity loan. We are getting 120K per year term. Okay. Oh, a 20-year term. Okay. They're getting 100K. Now I see. There was no punctuation counts. They're getting 120K
mm-hmm.
with a 20-year term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was no periods or commas in there. You're getting 120K with a 20-year term at 7%, 7.5%. Is that a good rate? And so 7.5 sounds fantastic.
Yep.
On a home equity loan. Now, here's the thing is there are home equity loan first liens.
Mm-hmm.
There are first liens. Let's say your home is paid off and you want to get cash. Since there are no loans in your property, if you get cash, that's called a first loan or first lien.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a loan on your property already and were going to get more money on it, then you would be getting a second lien. But yeah, 7.5 is a good starting point to be thinking about. And they can be higher than that if you don't have great credit.
Yeah.
7.5, if your credit is bad, what's the highest you've seen a primary residence rate with people with low credit scores and a low loan amount?
Well, what they do is they limit the loan to value. Like a 660 credit score is going to, you're going to be at like 65% loan to value.
So you're saying someone can max out the cash in their house up to 80%. That's for everybody. Good credit or bad, you can borrow up to 80% of the value of the house at the time of you closing on a home equity loan or a cash out refinance. The maximum in Texas that can be owed is 80% of the value of the property. But if your credit score is lower, you're saying it can go down to as low as what?
Yeah, you're going to see the LTV restrictions pretty much on that. Definitely.
Yeah. And so if your credit scores are lower, like a 660, it's not a 780. Let's say you had a 660 score, you might be looking at only borrowing 60% of the value of your house or 65% of the value of your house. You're not going to be able to borrow 80. Now, if this person says they owe $330K, they texted me back. They owe $330. It's worth $600. They're going to get $100K out. They're getting quoted 7.5. That sounds like a fantastic
rate. Yeah.
A fantastic rate on a second lien. Getting 7.5 on a second lien on your property.
Because
that's an amazing rate on a
second lien. First lien is 7.5.
Because the first liens are around 7.5.
With closing costs.
Like
big time closing
costs. So first lien cash outs, we're seeing that's a good rate for a first lien cash out, 7.5. Mm-hmm. And we did say rates came down a little bit this week. Let's say a little bit. Here rates might be 0.25% better than if you were shopping a month and a half ago.
Yeah. I locked one at 7 this week.
So, on a cash out?
Yeah, with no point.
But now everyone's situation is different, though.
But it was high loan amount, you know.
Yeah. High credit score, high loan amount. So if you might see yours, if you're driving around, you have a lower credit and you have a lower loan amount, you might be closer to 8. We're trying to get you conservative amounts. These all have different APRs associated with them. Depending on how you set up your closing cost and how it's all put together, everyone's going to have a different rate in APR, so make sure you get in touch with us. All right. Get us your questions at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. The text lines are open. When we come back, we're going to get to the rest of your questions here. Well, we have another break after this one, but for now, get your questions in, and we'll come back and start answering more of them back here on 105.3 The Fan.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper, buonasera.
Sounds like a Gino song.
Above the Mediterranean Sea.
We are coming back.
Signorina will go walking
to the lip.
Where the mountains help the sun come into sight.
A little Louis Prima for you out there. If you're if you know Louis Prima, then you can come over to dinner with us and we can have a little talk about some old times. We are here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We want to help you with your home loan. Get your text in. 214-354-5989. All right, Bubba. We're back here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
I don't think Louie's done.
I think Louie wants to keep going. Louie the Lip, he just keeps on talking.
Singing.
Anyway, we want to make sure that you're going to the right place for your home loan. It's TexasLending.com. Get in touch with us today. Go online, get your information in there. One of our loan officers will be in touch with you. By all means, make sure that you take a look at your options. TexasLending.com. We have great deals on some awesome loan programs, and then you're always going to, just like you can drive around and might be able to find some gasoline at a better deal on the right corner. Hey, we're all doing business, and we are here at TexasLending.com to make sure you have a company you can trust doing great loans with some great options, with we have great relationships with realtors and builders, and we can help you get in the right path. So make sure you get in touch with us today. It's so inappropriate. Uncle Bubba. Did you hear about this Happy Days hedge fund?
Mm-mm.
The Happy Days hedge fund. There's a hedge fund I was reading about it out of New York. Happy Days hedge fund. They were collecting all this money from people, offering 15 to 20% returns. They got Henry Winkler. If you remember Henry Winkler from Happy Days, they had him doing all the advertising, all the commercials for them. And then eventually what happened is everyone lost all their money.
Oh.
Did you hear about that?
No.
They found out it was a Fonzi scheme.
Oh.
All right, jokes. That is, again, you have to be over a certain... This is supposed to be an all-inclusive show where everyone can understand finance. Unfortunately, Henry Winkler was before some of our times. But anyway, you can use that if you are a financial planner. Tell that to your base today. All right. One person says, rates don't have to come down. We all just need to adjust. I like this person. Everyone just needs to adjust, right? The rates don't have to come down. I don't need to lose weight.
You said the first house I had was 18, 19%.
I don't need to lose weight. My clothes just need to adjust their size. That's what, you know?
Always buy adjustable.
Make sure you get in touch with us at TexasHoney.com. But they're right. I mean, but here's the reason that rates, if rates don't come down, there's a lot of bad things. And the biggest, baddest, worst thing of all is that our federal government will probably dissolve eventually with their trillions of dollars they owe in debt. Paying $2 trillion a year just in interest. And the higher rates will accelerate that situation. All right. Let's get to this one right here. That's interesting. Let's go there. I have 2.8%. This person has 2.8% and they owe 195. The appraisal is around 300. Can I expect to get my equity to continue to grow over the next couple of years? Ooh, so this is, you got to tread water here. They want to know, they're asking you, Bubba, I'm going to blame it on you. They want to know if their home is going to continue to build equity in the next couple of years. Now, there are certain things that need to happen for your home to, for you to be able to continue to build equity. One, you got to keep paying your mortgage. Stop paying your mortgage, you will stop building equity. So let's assume you're going to keep paying your mortgage. Second, your home value will need to rise.
Yes.
Or if you keep paying your mortgage, yes, you'll have more equity because you'll pay your home down. You will no longer owe 195. Eventually, you'll owe 165. And yes, there will be more equity. What happens if your home value drops? There may not be as much equity. And if the home value goes up, you'll have more equity. But it's a long-term situation. If you go day to day, a home is a long-term proposition. It's not like people buy a home to sell it 10 days later. And if you're an investor, we understand your situation and you might do that. But most of us are buying homes as a primary residence.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to buy a home as a primary residence, and these are not quick transactions. These are investments over time. And over time, historically, home values in the United States have gone up. Home values have dropped during the 2008 financial crisis. Home values dropped. There was a time during the Great Depression where there was major distress, major, huge distress 100 years ago in home values during the Great Depression.
100 years ago.
It's nearly 100 years ago.
Yeah.
So if you're talking about will your home value continue to go up, long term, the prospects historically would say yes. And if you continue to pay your equity, you will have pay your principal, your equity should go up.
You are in Texas, too.
And so what does that mean, Bubba?
That means that everybody's moving here.
Oh, everyone's moving to Texas. So that means that there's demand for things. See, our economy is built on inflation.
Mm.
If our economy was built on deflation, maybe that's the end game is massive deflation. But if there is an economy and the economies last over a certain period of time, then it's built on the value of your house going up. It's built on other things going up. There's not going to be investing in the stock market if you knew that everything was going to go down all the time. So we're built on a inflation. And as long as inflation is held in check, then people can have some kind of comfort in believing in the future. And but if inflation is 30%, and I've been to countries where inflation is way out of control, and even here, we're seeing the situation where from week to week, the prices at fast food joints are going up.
Oh, my gosh.
And now it's electronic, so they just change the thing. The board's electronic, and it just changes right there on the board. But I used to remember when it was in the 90s. It was in Argentina. I mean, everything was just in crayon, and they would just change the price. They had a little plastic piece of plastic in your on your menu, and they just changed the prices daily. The inflation was crazy. Okay, they want to know. This person wants to know, how will the presidential election impact rates? Typically, there's pressure during major presidential election years. There's pressure from the administration that they put on the Federal Reserve to try to keep rates on the lower side so that people don't get really mad and just vote for the other team.
Vote for the other team.
And so there is pressure from an administration. However, there's also, in our current world, there's pressure from inflation. There is also pressure from businesses saying, wait a minute, we are getting... We're getting killed over here with our interest rates we're paying and the money we're borrowing to build our plants and our buildings and these interest rates. And a lot of companies borrow money to pay payroll. You don't know this, but a lot of companies borrow money at interest to pay payroll because a lot of companies, when they do their work, they don't get paid for 90 to 120 days, depending on how the contract was set up. So if they're waiting for 90, they get these huge contracts, and then the job is done. They're paying you. Your company is paying you, but they haven't been paid yet for the work that was done. They're going to get paid in 90 days. So they're borrowing money to make payroll. And the higher the rates go, that impacts businesses. Because when they see, if rates go up quickly, Bubba,
mm-hmm.
here, and this is part of the mortgage. We can talk about this. If rates go up very fast, if you're trying to build a house, let's say you're 2022. You went out in December 2021, Bubba, and you went out and you got yourself a contract on a home. And you say, I want to buy this home at $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
The rates were at 2.5%, 3%. By the time the home was completed, the rates were at 6%.
Mm-hmm.
So you got approved at 3%, but now when you close on the loan, it's 6%. And you go, oh no, I can't afford to pay this.
Right.
Well, when businesses are out there and they're negotiating a contract to build a road and they're going to get paid $100 million and they're paying all the employees, and then when the work is done, they're borrowing money this whole time at interest. But if the interest rates go up fast, they want to, the amount they have to pay out was more than what they negotiated when they did the loan, when they negotiated the contract to build what they're going to build. So you can see how as rates go up quickly, it impacts businesses because the interest rates they're paying are higher than what they expected when they quoted the deal. And so that's impacting us long term. So yes, there can be inflation. We all need to adjust. But how does our federal government adjust to $35 trillion of debt that they're paying interest on? And how do they pay 6% versus, how do they pay 5.5% versus 1%, which is what they were paying before? So these are the things that all come to roost eventually. We'll see how it impacts all of our lives in the near future. The scariest part of all, Bubba, the scariest part of all is that when economies fail and when economic cycles use, I would say that a lot of economists would say there's 80-year economic cycles. 80 years ago was 1944. And there's economic cycles, and when the economic cycles run their course, typically there are international conflicts, and we can see the great opportunities for international, when opportunity is great, potential for international conflict 80 years after the last biggest international conflict. Mm. Hopefully that doesn't come our way. We have to get back to mortgages. That starts with you. Yeah. Sending us very nice questions at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. We have enough bad news out there during the week. Just turn on your phone and read a headline, and it makes you want to go drink mimosas at 8:46 in the morning. Make sure you get your questions into us, 214-354-5989, so we can get back to happy things like reducing your interest rates on your mortgage, getting a great home for you and your family. Start with TexasLending.com. Go online and apply. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and I are coming back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. We are back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
The Mortgage Jungle.
Yes, the TexasLending.com Mortgage Jungle. And we are here to talk about your home loan, and we got just a few minutes left. Get your questions in now, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. We got off the beaten path a little bit there, Bubba. Mm. We're talking about stuff that makes no one happy, talking about interest rates as they impact the international business world. They impact us here. So we just kind of, I always have to look at how these interest rates impact the rest of the world and how they're going to impact what's going on around here. But most of you, most, there might be one of you out there who is in charge of all of our interest rates, but most of you are not in charge of the interest rates. I'm just going to take a big leap there. And so you can just know that TexasHoney.com is here to help you on the Home Loan Show here in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Text us 214-354-5989. So we saw rates come down a little bit this week. They're the lowest that they've been in the last year. Yeah, about the right at the beginning of the year, January, we saw rates in a good spot, kind of near where they are right now, somewhere at the beginning of the year. And so we're back there now, and we saw a big push of loans. And as a matter of fact, it's interesting. We see your activity, the consumer, when rates drop, you guys get this instant information and you're calling and you want to get that home loan locked in, and we're getting them locked in. Because rates hit their best we've seen in a few weeks here yesterday, and we just saw a lot of you just locking your loans in. So get in touch with us today at TexasHoney.com. But what kind of things do you see speed up people's loan process when they're trying to get these home equity loans?
Well, the ones that I've seen, most of the time the people are very proactive. They want to get this done, and they want to get it done fast. A second lien home equity loan can be done just in a little over 2 weeks if you're very proactive, and that's a good deal. A regular cash out loan, about the 3 weeks. That's how fast it's going right now. But you've got to get your documents in. That's the thing. You know, we set up a file for you to securely upload your documents, and that way the file gets moving very quickly.
Yeah, when your information comes in, it's going directly into our loan
portal.
And when it comes into the loan portal, it's going directly to the loan processor. Your loan officer is getting you set up with your application, your interest rates, letting you know what your closing costs are going to be, what your payments are going to be. And then when you get your information, it's going into our portal. It's going directly to them. So they say, we need your income documentation, or, well, we'll order the income documentation. But when we get your W-2s and your tax returns and it's coming in, sometimes we ask for it. Where do you see delays the most, Bubba?
Well, when title questions pop up.
Well, so basically on your title to your home, if suddenly there's a question of, wait, there's an extra lien on here.
Like that's what I had this week.
There's a loan on here that you didn't know about, that we didn't know
about.
And
that changes a lot of things. It changed the fact that they had to have an appraisal now. They didn't have to have an appraisal before. That just tells it that the LTV is kind of close or whatever.
What kind of scenarios do you see when people don't need an appraisal? When would someone not need an appraisal?
Well, I mean, if you get a purchase and you get an appraisal waiver. See a lot of that sometimes because of the values of the property.
Yeah. Because electronically, they can look online and know that in the neighborhood, that's what homes are going for.
Second lien cash outs. Yeah, you see that, you know, AVM comes back, you know, okay. You know, you don't have to have an appraisal. So those are the kind of things, you know. But pretty much you have to bank on having an appraisal when you're doing a cash out.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, so. You said you have to bank on it. You have to expect it. And so we were talking earlier, your appraisals figure around $600
right
for an appraisal.
And you'll see overestimates on appraisals just because you don't know what they're going to charge for an appraisal. So a lot of times you'll see an $1,000 appraisal charge. It may not be $1,000.
Oh, okay. So when we're quoting you a loan.
Yes.
The loan officer might put $1,000 on there because they don't know if it's going to be $500, $600, $800, depending what the appraiser. Let's say you're out in a certain jurisdiction and we're going to order an appraisal, but we don't know yet
what they're going
to charge. What the appraiser to go out to your home is going to charge yet. Because the one in Salina, Salina. Salina is a girlfriend of mine from high school. Salina is where you live when you want to live in Oklahoma, but you don't want to drive that far.
Or in Salina, Kansas.
So Salina, and then what if you're a Midlothian? So
Different
appraisers are going to charge a different amount depending on where you are.
Yeah.
And so if you put $1,000 on the loan application, you're conservatively letting them know that we're not going to put $500 and it's going to come in at $700.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to help them out a little bit there. And so what other things do you see when someone's trying to get these home equity loans? You said sometimes they're delaying in getting you
documents.
Documents. What kind of documents are the ones that you see? The bank statements? I mean, bank statements sometimes?
Cash outs don't require bank statements.
Well, purchases do, right?
Yeah, purchases do. Bank statements, retirement. A lot of times in cash outs, you need to have some assets. And that's because maybe your debt to income ratio is over 43%.
So the computer portal that gets these approvals done, approvals are based on a risk analysis.
Yes.
When we put whatever you tell us, we type in. Whatever we type in kicks out a risk analysis. The more assets you show, 401k or something else, retirement, the more assets you can document, the less risk is determined in the computer.
Right.
And so based on that information, we can, based on that, so sometimes we need your assets.
Right.
And you need documents, and you got to go get those documents, and sometimes you don't keep them all tidy in the best, simplest finding places. Well, we got to get out of here. We don't have any more time. We wish we could spend all day with you, but there's more important things like sports. And we want to enjoy our sports. And so that means we got to stop thinking about mortgages. But we can talk with you about your mortgage next week.
Yep.
And come back here to the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. You can go online and get your information. And now, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba will be there to answer your questions a little bit later.
galexander@texaslending.com.
Or just go online. We're going to get out of here. I'm Kevin Miller for Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. We'll see you next week in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.